And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Le Lullies. Don't look twice. You're listening to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I shouted the title to that a little bit, didn't I? But it is fast and shouty and deserves to be shouted. That was Don't Look Twice by Le Lullies, a band we never played before, Tony, all the way from Montpellier in France, but who also have a connection with Barcelona, in which that's where their European label's from. And in light of recent events, I thought a perfect song to start the show.
Mmm, yes.
However, what is Le Lullies Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Le Lullies.
Facebook.com/Le-Lullies-1766335150358340. Why is that, Tony?
Yes, yeah, default URL.
I haven't set a default URL. Not that easy to find, Le Lullies. It's spelled L-E-S space L-U-L-L-I-E-S. They've come via Slovenly Records, Tony, as is the next track we're playing tonight. Two great new releases from Slovenly. Make sure you check them out, and make sure you check out Le Lullies as well. We will be playing more from them in future weeks. I have a feeling I'll be saying that about most of the bands we're playing this week, six of which we just added up we haven't played before.
Yeah, good.
Now, if I'm stalling, it's because after a great week of additional material last week, I've got none this week. If you'd like to email me about anything at all, I got one email, but I'm not reading it out.
Ever.
Yeah, it might have concerned last week's dog twatting. I'm letting it go. Right. It might have been from the owner.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, I'm not reading it out. I will apologise on air now for twatting a dog last week.
Right.
Yeah. Turns out people are far more sensitive about animals than humans.
Yes, yes they are.
Let's face it, we have previously twatted the leader of North Korea and nothing was said.
Nope.
Yeah, but you take a dog out in Scotland and, oh dear, everything goes wrong.
Yeah, true.
Anyway, I am sorry for twatting a dog. If you have a joke or poem for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Titling your email, Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. There's been some consternation and confusion about the email address I'll read out every week, which is paulieb@punkyradio.com. I forget, of course, that the rest of you don't know how to spell my name, which is P-A-U-L-Y-B at punkyradio.com. com. So there could be hundreds and hundreds of emails that I've never seen because I read out my own email address wrong. These things happen.
Right.
Yeah. Going to play two in a row, Tony. And it's a world of the weird for tracks two and three this week. Stay tuned for a band we've never played before called Wolf Wolf. But first up, a band we've never played before called Proto Idiot that have come to us via Slovenly Records as well. It's a good start for Slovenly this week. And if you are unfamiliar with Slovenly Records, you really shouldn't be. We've played a lot of their artists on this show. And I'd like to think we have a very good relationship with them.
Hmm.
They're also involved in a music festival that's going on this weekend that I'll be talking about later on in the show as well. But right now, Proto Idiot, Tony.
Okay.
A rare UK band associated with Slovenly Records, all the way from Manchester, Tony.
Oh.
What is Proto Idiot's Bandcamp page?
Protoidiot.bandcamp.com?
Proto-idiot.bandcamp.com. I love it, or hyphen if you prefer. Poorly be internet. To Tony Neil, you're the kind of person.
You're the kind of person. Always rude and always late. You're the kind of person. Only ever speaking hate. You're the kind of person. Doesn't have a lot to say. You're the kind of person. Close your mouth. Get out of the way, okay? I'm the kind of person. We'll
Oh baby, I will send you a postcard from Memphis, St. Kenneth. You're everything to me when you sit down on my knees. Come on, just see. You're everything to me when you get down on my knees. I feel free, oh, I feel free. Come on, agree. This ain't no place for me. You're better off without me. Set me free, baby, set me free.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Wolf Wolf, who I think are all the way from Switzerland, but I was a bit confused. I thought they might have been all the way from Czech Republic, stroke Slovakia, and then, but they appear to just be touring all over Europe at present. That was a track called Leave This Town. I have never heard of Wolf Wolf before, but that's of their latest album, and we will be playing another track of it on our Halloween special, Tony.
Ah, excellent.
Wolf Wolf have got some extremely creepy numbers. I do like a creepy number nearly as much as I like mild quirkiness.
Nice.
But what is Wolf Wolf's website?
wolfwolfband.com.
It is. Nice shout, Tony. Tony Wong, Paulie B on the internet. So what I like about the Wolf Wolf website is that it does start www, and that's a Wolf Wolf website. Oh, letters and words and stuff, mate, I love it.
Yeah, words are cool. Words,
have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Thank you, Boyle.
Thank you, Boyle.
I very nearly forgot to start talking again then.
Right.
Do you, which just might goes have been off. Good news for lots of people.
Right, thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do pop along and leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, do leave us a comment, do get in touch, do like to hear from you. Two comments this week, both blinders. First up, Fred's been in touch.
Hello, Fred. I'm so glad when Fred gets in touch.
Yeah.
He always has information.
He's always good. I think, and also, I've been listening a long time. Thanks for listening, Fred.
Fred will have been listening since 2012.
Oh, okay.
I say that with confidence because I met Fred in 2012 on the street. I'll just tell you the story. On the street in Edinburgh, I was trying to flyer for my show Songs in the Key of Death, which was a tough sell. And Fred walked by and he looked like the kind of bloke that might like it. So I ran after him and he walked into the pub and I was going, oi, oi, and he wasn't looking around. And I tapped him on the shoulder and he jumped and then he took in one of his earphones out and I realised he hadn't heard a word I'd said. And since then he's got stuck with us.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
He says, what's up, P&T? I'm like a month behind on episodes. Just listen to the August 30th episode. That's 30th of August, really, Fred. Where you mentioned...
Yeah, but it is almost exactly a month behind, so it's fair enough.
It is, yeah. Where you mentioned Linkoping. Is it Linkoping?
I think it's Linkoping.
Linkoping.
Yeah.
Smelling like original sauce. Well, if it does, it's not because of me. I haven't lived there for a couple of years.
Good Lord.
The A umlaut jobby is pronounced somewhat like A and E together. I think that's what we said, isn't it? And it's U.
Did we know the air?
Air. Ah.
Yeah.
Tutorial for you, P. If you're ever headed back to Sweden, and there's a YouTube clip for you. I was going to explain the NU thing, but T got it himself. Cheers.
He did.
I did.
The thing is, Tony, he hasn't told us where he's moved to.
That is true.
I wonder if he's moved to Gothenburg, or as the Swedish call it, Göteborg.
Could do.
I love saying Göteborg.
Did you not come to the gigs when you gigged in Gothenburg?
He did. He was very supportive, and it was great seeing him. And that's how we ended up with me smuggling original sauce tea tree and mint into the country. So
minty fresh.
Exactly. So what could happen to his testicles, Tony?
They get all tingly.
They get all tingly.
And he says, "Oh, and if Tony, if you're doing this, the Punky Soundboard app, you're going to add the entire Swiss Esperanto, right?"
If we ever do it,
that would involve recording a lot of it. We haven't got all of it recorded.
No, we've got most
got
of it.
A
now,
fair chunk of it. Possibly. It may happen. I would be more inclined for doing some kind of pod, more on the podcast downloading side of it, but maybe we'll see.
It's not happening anytime soon.
God, no.
No.
But thanks for getting in touch.
Yes. Yeah, thanks very much for it. And I do hope I do see you again, my friend.
Anne Kay's been in touch.
This is the one I'm waiting for.
Ah, okay. So, Anne Kay, she says, I finally listened to all 34 early shows. They really were a trip down memory lane. MySpace, Podcast Alley, the Pod Riot Network. I'm so glad to finally know the origins of Smacktard and Goopa Goopa, and I had never noticed the Scourge song included the words Bunts of Cunts.
I do not know how she's never noticed that.
I haven't got a clue. We played it probably in every but five shows. It was really early in the show.
Yeah, she's had 12 years of it.
Yeah. So thank you for making it available. In catching up on the current shows, I just listened to the show where you asked for our top five punky songs ever. Dear God, that's nearly impossible. So I've just picked five and tweeted them to you as requested. I could easily supply five more. And five more after that. And, well, you get the picture. To reprise one of your early Podcast Alley voters, I love you so much. Cheers, Anne. That's beautiful.
Thank you so much, Anne. She is just a goddess.
Probably she's made it through all the new shows.
Tony, did you look at the five songs she sent us?
No.
Me neither.
Right.
That, it would have been a really good time to do it, wouldn't it, now?
Yeah.
I wonder if I can look while we're talking.
I never check Twitter. But yeah, these are all rings a bell. These, it's Podcast Alley, Podright Network. Yeah, thanks for listening. That wouldn't mean much to anybody because Anne and Timo, they're the only ones who've got the old shows.
Yeah,
but if you are interested, you know, do check. Just email
those first 34 shows have got some classic songs on them.
Hmm.
I am going to look up these five songs now.
Okay.
And then we'll see, won't we? It should be here.
We shall see.
Oh, no, hang on, though. No, where's she sent those to, then? Hang on, I'm looking down this, and I'm going, how do I look at... Unless she sent it as a message to
you. She might have DM'd you. I think you can DM on Twitter, which is probably the reason why
I've seen it. Yeah, and I'm not logged in on that one. So I'll tell you what, I'll try and find them by the end of the show.
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea, isn't it? Shall we say hello to the Duke's Arms?
Hello, Duke's Arms.
And, of course, the Lilacs.
Hello, the Lilacs.
Just because we left it so late last week, is that right? Yeah, we left it so late. I will try and track those down shortly.
Okay.
All right, is that it?
That's it.
So that concludes...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
Nope.
Thank you, Boyle. And I will never tire of Anne Kay.
No.
I tell you what, this is quite a long chatty bit because I've got some to talk about now. We need to get on with this. Next band we're playing this week, band called The Professionals, Tony.
Okay.
They've got a new album out now. They were formed like a phoenix from the ashes of the Sex Pistols in 1979 with Messrs. Cook and Jones, who kind of got a kind of punk supergroup together, really. But they only lasted 3 years. Split up. Got back together in 2015 with a slightly different lineup and have now just recorded a new album that really does sound like it could easily have come out in 1979 with a modern twist, but also they've used a number of different guitarists on it. So they've got Marco Pironi on one track, and from Adam and the Ants, but they've also got Billy Duffy on this one. They've got loads of different people helping out with this album. It's a real, it's an A to Z, Tony, or as you like to say, much to my chagrin, an A to Z of punk guitarists and new wave guitarists. The album very much worth getting, as I'm sure you'll agree after you've heard this. You can find out more about them and the album via their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/theprofessionalsofficial.
facebook.com/theprofessionalsband. I thought you were going to get that, Tony. It's Paulie being internet 3, Tony 1, good man down. We'll be right back. listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That does really sound like something that could have been from the past. Now, Tony, speaking of the past, did you do anything last week?
I don't think I did.
Is it up to me to carry it again?
I think it might well be.
Well, I didn't do much either, to be honest. Now, I am going to mention something slightly surreal now. The reason that I mentioned the Duke's Arms so early... I was hoping you say hello, Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
Thank you. Was because the comedy show I'm going to be talking about in the second part of the show, they're not going to hear the show till after it's happened. So I hope you guys had a great time at the show we did last week, even though it hasn't happened yet. It's actually on Thursday night.
Ah.
Yeah. I'm sure it was great, and I'm sure lots of people had drinks, including me, and I'm sure something went wrong, but it was all right in the end, and everyone... left happy, and me and Steve ended up having a row, and at some point I called him a Nazi.
Why? Okay.
Which is what normally happens. What I did do last week, tell you, I know I'd threatened to go and see Anti-Nowhere League at the Maze in Nottingham, but I actually decided against it because I thought I only really like one of their songs. And I don't. And as much as I'd like to tick them off the list of bands I've seen, I couldn't really justify spending 15 quid to hear So What. Although saying that, we did play an Anti-Nowhere League song on this show many years ago after being sent an album of theirs that I think was called Kings and Queens from Captain Oi. So this would be about 2008 or 9, I suppose. And there are some good songs on there, but I thought, oh, you know, it's a long shot whether I play any of those. Yeah. So what I did instead was I went down the Lion, which is a pub down the road from me, and accidentally gatecrashed a wedding party.
Oh.
Where there's three bands on rather than one. I saw two of them. But you know how at weddings you get... the few single people there just are desperately trying to look out for each other because it's all couples and all that sort of thing. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Well, there was a single woman at the bar there who, as I was buying a drink, I think she thought I was part of the wedding party because she smiled at me and then stared at me. Just stared, Tony. So I stared back. So I had a staring contest with someone I don't know. Anyway, she... got bored of the staring competition after a while and just walked off, and that was it.
Right.
Yeah. That's the extent of what I did last week. Although I like to think I won that staring competition.
Right.
And I'm not very good at staring competitions because I normally crack up, but I didn't on this occasion. I thought, right, stare at me, I'll stare back. Her mate whispered something to her while we were staring, excuse me, which might have been, you do realise that none of us know who that bloke is. It's quite possible. Anyway, I had a couple of pints there and then ended up in the Pelham up the road from my house and stayed there a bit and then I came home and I went to sleep.
Right.
Yeah. And that's it. So we haven't got a lot to report. I'm doing a lot more this week, but I'll tell you about it in the second half of the show.
Okay. Cool.
I have got written down here dog news as well for this bit, but I've already said about the dog, so I must stop offending dogs.
We only did it the once.
Despite what they may or may not have done to me first. Let's play something from the vault, shall we?
All right.
Los Vigilantes, Tony, hail from San Juan, Puerto Rico. And in 2013, I think it was 2013, maybe 2014, we played a couple of tracks by them from an EP they brought out. And we're going to play one of them again now. What is Los Vigilantes' Bandcamp page?
LosVigilantes.bandcamp.com?
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 3. This is 100 Miles Now. This is Volvera.
No puedo dar el destino, tú nada.
Charlie Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Los Vigilantes and Volvera. I'm afraid I don't know what they're up to right now. So I don't know whether they're still going, actually. I should really, shouldn't I? I should have checked. Like I should have checked Anke's top five on Punky Radio, which may have to wait till next week. Who knows whether I'll get the chance by the end of this show, live recording as we are. Mm. The thing is, I have to search around for the password for my Punky Radio Twitter account. I'm not sure I've done it yet. That's more information than anybody needed. Mm. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Excellent. That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yes, thanks for your gigs. If you have any gigs for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play. It is international, so it doesn't have to be in the UK. Do email me your gigs. Sussex Saints been in touch.
Excellent.
So, two gigs this week at Patterns in Brighton. It's on Marine Parade.
Right.
Check patternsbrighton.com out. So this Sunday, this Saturday, the 7th of October, Theatre of Hate.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
I know one person in the Duke's Arms, mate. Please about that, Tony.
Okay.
You're not saying hello, Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
You know, I say the Duke's Arms, and you say hello, Duke's Arms. That's how it works, isn't it?
Right. I normally just try and limit it to one a show. But I can,
I think we should go overboard on the Duke's Arms this.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
There you go. God.
Right. Who's that? Ash, is it?
Ash, yeah.
Right, okay.
Ash in the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms. I can't...
There you go.
yes. There you go. So they're playing. It's £16 to watch them play. Kirk Brandon. I don't know that name doesn't ring a bell.
Yes, I should hope it would, Tony.
Mm. So on Sunday, 8th of October...
Theatres of Hate became Spear of Destiny. And before there were Theatres of Hate, there was a pack. And we played all three bands on this show in the last year.
Mm.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Sunday.
And Ash loves them. Ash knows Kirk Brandon. Kirk Brandon talked Ash out of a coma, I think.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
I could talk him into one, probably.
Sunday night, the 8th, Super Suckers.
Oh, brilliant.
And they're supported by the Durellas.
Excellent.
Which is great.
Yeah, that's a great times. Show right there.
It is.
And hello to Timmy Durella, by the way, who are, they are friends of the show.
It actually looks like he's attached the Durellas' tour dates. I think in mid-November, it's like they're in Nottingham. Don't know where, though, it just has to be confirmed, but it looks like they've scheduled that down.
Hmm.
Yeah. Interesting.
There's the Garage Punk Festival in mid-November in Nottingham as well, Tony, which I shall be attending.
Maybe that's what it is, then.
Yeah. Actually, that's being organised by Dirty Water Records. I better start being nice to PJ.
There you go. Well, yeah, so that's 1750. So do check that out. So that's the Patterns in Brighton.
Well, that's a good weekend there, isn't it?
Mmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Now, I have saw... this isn't Paulie B picks a gig in the world, yeah, so we're not going to get the tune this week, but I'm just mentioning that this weekend in Naples, there's the We're Loud Festival, which I would have loved to have gone to, which has got loads of garage punk acts, many of whom we've featured on this show, including the Rippers and Control Freaks, and it's something I would really have liked to get to, and I'm very sorry that I couldn't get there, but I hope that everyone who does go there has a great time, and should there be a We're Loud Festival in 2018, I am desperate to go.
Okay.
Yeah, you can find out more if you're interested, if it's last minute and you can get to Naples. Just type in We're Loud Naples and you find out the rest.
Cool.
Yeah, so I'm not doing that because I haven't got the official info on that. So I'm not doing it as a Paulie B picks a gig in the world. Yeah, although we could play it anyway, could we?
Why not?
Yeah, I love it.
Paulie B picks a gig in the world. Yeah.
Yes. So proud of that.
It should be.
I'm giving you a lot to do on the editing front this week.
You are, yeah. Thanks for that, yeah.
I am sorry about that. Right, here's a band that have learned to mither me over the last week.
Okay.
White Ape, Tony. We played White Ape several times on the show before. We're big fans of White Ape. White Ape are brilliant. We love White Ape. Mm. And it's not only us. Steve Lamacq on Six Music also likes them. John Robb also likes them. Lots of people like them. They're kind of intellectual post-punk with humour. How about that?
Hmm.
That's right, isn't it? They've got a new single out, and they sent me a message last week saying, look, we've got this new single out, we'd really love to play it, we think it's the best thing we've ever done. And I said, send me an MP3 and I'll play it. If you get it to me by 7 o'clock, I'll play it on this week's show. That was last week. They sent it at 6:30, by which time I'd already got the music together and sent it off. So then they sent me a message this week saying, hey, just checking, you are going to play it, aren't you? I went, whoa, back off, White Ape. Don't worry, it's coming along. And then I got a message back just saying that, sorry, we can't remember who we asked to play, who we haven't done. It's fine. It's brilliant. Anyway, I think you're going to like this a lot, Tony.
Okay, cool.
I think you are. Every once in a while, a band brings out a song that is not... It might sound anti-vegetarian, but is actually pro-vegetarian, or is certainly ironic. This is no exception. All the way from London, Tony. White Ape, what's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/WhiteApeBand.
Get in. Yes, it is, Tony. You're doing well to add the bands on this week. So is Tony 3, Paulie Beans Net 3, is it?
I don't know. It's 2 or 3. Oh, yeah, 3. I think I've got lost by Jack.
I think it's 3-3, yeah. I think it's 3-3 so far. Anyway, let's see what you think of this. I'm loving this. Eat more meat.
Eight.
You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That is a good song, isn't it? That's funny. There's a song by the Reverend Horton Heat called Eat Steak.
Mm.
Which, if YA aren't familiar with it, they should check that out as well. It's a similar theme.
Okay.
It's a similar theme. But yeah, great song. And I do like songs like that. I like songs that poke fun and prod whilst at the same time having a good message. Are you doing anything this week?
I'm going to watch The Pretenders this week.
Oh, are you really?
Yes. Yeah, not tomorrow night, the 4th. Wednesday.
Right, and where's that? Where are they playing?
The concert hall.
Oh, they?
Yeah, booked it a while ago, forgot about it, and it's popped up in the calendar this week. So, yeah, we're going down there. And that's about it.
Well, that'll be excellent, I think. What's your favourite Pretenders song, Tony?
No idea.
Really?
Apart from the classic ones. I don't know if I've... Well, yeah. Don't know, I've listened to many. So just the hits, I guess. But it'd be a good experience to see them.
So name one, then.
Have
you got a favourite Pretenders song? You're going to see them.
Yeah, you are. I probably should really crack them out and listen to them again, shouldn't I?
That might help, Tony. I like Middle of the Road.
Right, I don't know that one.
And what's the one that goes ba-dum, ding, ba-dum, ding, ba-dum, ding, ba-dum, ding? What's that one called?
No idea. I'm probably know much more after this tomorrow night.
Yeah, no, well, idea. That's true. Yeah. But you won't necessarily remember any of them, seeing as you can't remember any of those songs now.
This is true. Yeah.
Well, the first line goes, the reason we're here, ding, ba-dum, ding, it's man and woman, ding, ba-dum, ding. Oh, what's that called? Oh, that's going to bug me now. But I do like Middle of the Road. Especially.
Okay, cool.
Guess what? I like the fast ones and the rocky ones. Cool.
Yeah, hopefully it is more fast. I've got no to expect because it's seated, isn't it? Because it's the concert hall, so I don't know.
But
how rocky
I think, Tony, that you maybe ought to listen to some of their music before you book tickets to go and see them. I take it that the other half is the fan, is she?
I think. Well, we had a credit because we had to cancel something over Christmas. We booked to see a concert and we had to cancel. So we just had the credit to use it. I think we just saw it. I thought that might be good. And we booked it.
Right.
I've heard of The Pretenders. And it feels like someone I should go and watch. But you're highlighting a distinct lack of knowledge in my Pretenders.
I really am, aren't I?
Back catalogue knowledge. And I'm starting to think I should maybe listen to them a bit.
Right,
yeah, that's it.
I'm going to find this. I'm going to find it. It's called Message of Love, Tony. Bing, bing, bing. And I've got it on my phone to prove it. I wonder if I can play this out now. Hang on. I haven't done this before. Let's see if this works.
I should start shouting Message of Love out after every song.
Yeah, I hope there's not an ad before it. This is it.
That's accurate.
It's happening now. Excellent. Oh no, it's some bloke doing a cover version. Oh no, hang on, stop it. Right, let's get this right. Here, let's see if it happens this time. Here we go. It's excellent. Oh, I love this song. Oh, hello. It's good, isn't it?
It is good.
Yeah, here we go, ready? The reason we're here as man and woman. There we are, I'm not daft. it should be me going, really. I hope that comes out all right. I know it's a bit weird when I'm doing that.
Nah, that's fine.
Is that the first time I've done that?
I think so.
It might well be. What happened was, as soon as I did that, if you heard a beep beep, it's because my phone is down to 15% and it's got a red line on the battery, so I better stop actually looking at it, which means I won't be able to look for the Punky Radio stuff that the lovely Anne Kay sent us. So I'm so sorry, Anne Kay.
Next week.
If you have five songs you'd like to... send us your favourite five, please do email paulieb@punk.com. Well, just get in touch with us any way you like.
Yes.
Any way you like, if you've got five favourite songs, because we would like to compile a list.
Yep.
Yeah. We'll just get Anne Kay to send us five different ones each week.
That's what poll is going to happen.
Yeah, I would think so. Right then, so I better tell you what I'm doing this week, shall I?
Okay.
Right, so Wednesday night, which is when you might be listening right now, I'm doing the Engineer's Arms in Henlow, a fantastic gig, which I'm really looking forward to. And I'm on with Matt Price, Matt Green and Stefano Paolini. As I understand it, it's sold out, but I'll tell you about it next week. Thursday night in Burton Latimer at the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
Which might be last week for the people listening in the Duke's Arms right now. But I'm on with Brian Higgins and Stefano Paolini at a show that's also sold out. And then on Friday, I'm doing the Last Minute Comedy Club in Hitchin, which isn't sold out, it's on the door only, and that features Tom Glover, Dave Ward, and Stefano Pellini again. He's doing three in a row, Tom.
Ooh, excellent.
It's all right, isn't it? And you can find out more about that via lastminutecomedy.com, and I hope to see you at one of those shows. If you can get down, it'd be fantastic to see you. And that's it. So that's me extremely busy this week, Tom.
Okay.
Yeah. I've ended up saying that quite quickly after really quite a long bit here. So I better play another two songs in a row to make up for it.
All right.
So stay tuned for Sciatic Nerve, a band we've never played on the show before, all the way from California, Tony. But first up, and in keeping with the fact that I've mentioned the Garage Punk Festival in Nottingham in November, and I've also mentioned the fact that we're allowed the Garage Punk Festival in Naples on this weekend, it seems only sensible that if you go directly above Sicily, the next island you hit is Sardinia, and Sardinia is from a fantastic garage punk band called The Rippers are from. I've got there in the end, and I believe they're playing in Nottingham. So it all comes around full circle there. They've got, I'd say, a newish album out. It came out in, I think, June. Absolutely brilliant. We played a few tracks from it. I know Ash in the Duke's Arms is a big fan.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
And what I want to know, Tony, is what is The Rippers' Bandcamp page?
TheRippers.bandcamp.com?
TheRippers666.bandcamp.com. Same as their Facebook page is TheRippers666 as well. Paulie Beans Net 4, Tony 3, Peace of My Heart.
Don't tell for regulations.
listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Sciatic Nerve and a track called Bright Lights. They are, as I've already mentioned, Californian punks. And now, they come from via Wall of Sound PR, and I'm very glad they did. What a great song that is. What is Sciatic Nerve's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Sciatic Nerve CA?
No, Facebook.com/Sciatic Nerve. But sciatic is in capital letters. Don't think that will make a difference.
No.
It makes it, what's that, 5-3 to me, isn't it now?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, it's probably internet 5, Tony 3. You're doing so well. We'll be playing more from them in future weeks. I'm pretty sure we got the whole album, not just that track. I will double check. But as I say, a lot of the bands that we're playing this week, we haven't played before, but we will be playing again. One last band this week. It's not a case of saving the best till last, but they're equal. It's all brilliant. Now, Tony, have you got a twat?
I do.
Just before you do, I have got the Anne Kay top 5 Punky Radio songs.
Okay.
From her on Twitter that I've managed to get up here. And these were sent on October the 1st, and she's put at Punky Radio. Only 5? Wow. Further comments on Facebook, but here goes. And a song I was thinking about but yesterday comes up first. The Smears, Horribly Wrong.
Oh, great song.
Absolutely brilliant song. We should dig that out and play it again, I think.
On the first show, I think, wasn't it?
Was it on the very first show?
I think so, yeah.
Absolutely great song.
Yeah.
Sweatmaster, Short Note, which I don't know which one that is.
Yeah.
And then on the second tweet, Venomous Pinks, We Do It Better.
Mm-hmm.
Zipheads, Welcome to the Real World.
Oh, great.
And Nightmare Boys, Don't Want to Be Alright.
It's a good list.
See, 5 tracks up by 5 bands I wasn't necessarily expecting there. That's the beauty of Punky Radio, Tony.
We had to bring out the Smear song from the vaults.
And K just keeps getting better. Tony, you're going to have to find it because I won't have it anyway.
Right. I may have it. If not, I can just get it from the first show because we played it.
Yeah, I've got it on CD. I've got the CD they gave me, but at the moment I can't get a CD player to work with the laptop. But I have, and not that it means anything to anybody, but I have downloaded some software to suggest I might be able to use. What happened was basically Windows 10, the Windows Media Player, they took away the function for you to be able to play CDs and said you had to pay $15 to get it or something. Absolutely shocking.
All right.
But anyway, the internet found a way around it, and I've taken the internet's advice, and so far nothing bad has happened to my computer, although the Windows police will probably come knocking.
Yeah, there's a VLC player that's quite good.
That's the one.
Is it?
Yeah.
There you go.
That's what I've got, and I will be experimenting with it after the show. So if it works, I will be able to get the Smears, Oh Shit, All Gone Horribly Wrong. It's a great song. Tony, all right then, let's hear your twat. And Kay, thank you very much, by the way. So let's hear the twat, Tony.
Okay, so thanks for your twat nominations. If you do have a twat for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. Sussex Saints, be in touch again.
Hello, Sussex Saints.
It does help us out. And this clip obviously would have come through before the Las Vegas thing happened. But he says, hi, Tony. Surely only one name on top of everybody's twat list this week is Ben Stokes. It's a tricky one. Because he and Alex Hales looks like they were being attacked with a bottle. So he has the right to defend himself. But clearly he then takes it maybe a bit too far.
Tony, have you done your own research yet?
Nope. I am reading what he's put.
Oh, sorry, Michael.
He obviously had able to handle himself. Maybe the best outcome would be to give him community service, but that community service is beating the Aussies at cricket in Australia. Still, I would like to nominate Ben Stokes from London as this week's twat. I heard about the story. I didn't see the footage, but I heard it was quite damning. So
the footage is quite damning.
Yeah.
He does lay someone out.
Right.
But the guy deserved it. The thing is that no international cricketer is going to go out at night and start a fight with someone. But I think they should be able to defend themselves if someone starts on them. I don't see why you should have to stand back and just take it. But there's levels, and Ben Stokes is a big old dude.
Right.
I wouldn't take on Ben Stokes. Although saying that, for what he's done and what he's being accused of and what he's been charged with, actually the accusation doesn't really fit the crime when you think about the amount of people that get away with far worse.
Yeah.
So I do think he's been a bit troubled by celebrity status, that they want to be seen to throw the book at him, which would be ABH as well, of course, if you throw a book at someone.
True.
Which I hadn't thought of, but I turned down Sussex Saints twang the other week, so we're going to have to let this one go. Let's have it, Tone.
Okay, so for maybe going a bit too far in a pub brawl or outside pub brawl, Ben Stokes from London.
Is he from London?
Well, he's put London here. I assumed, Sussex Saint must know.
Ben Stokes isn't from London. Ben Stokes is a northern. He's a Geordie and he's northeast.
Is he?
Yeah.
What was I saying then? Northeast?
Why don't you say from England?
Okay.
Ben Stokes from the England cricket team, do I?
Okay. So, if we're going a bit too far, Ben Stokes from the London, from the English cricket
the
team.
The London cricket team,
for Christ's sake.
That's right, come on.
So, if we're going too far, Ben Stokes on the English cricket team is a twat.
I know, that could have seriously damaged our chances in the Ashes this year as well. You've got to think about the consequences, Tony.
I always do.
Last band this week, here's a band that do not think about consequences whatsoever, they just go for it.
Cool.
They're called Escobar.
Nice.
All the way from France, we've got a new album out that's ace. I could have played any track off it. I'll pick this one for the end of the show. Really brilliant. This has come via Dirty Water Records. And hello to PJ, I love you. And hello to Paul Manchester, who, despite the fact that I might be on the verge of falling out with PJ politically, still mates with Paul, so I should still be good to be able to go to. There goes, but oh, look, it doesn't matter. Escobar, I've got a new album out, it's brilliant. What is Escobar's Bandcamp page, Tony?
Escobar.bandcamp.com.
Escobarthebandcamp.com. Escobar, Escobar, named after the Colombian. I'm right, aren't I? Who got assassinated? Was he Colombian?
I think so.
Was it a Colombian football player that got involved in the cocaine deals?
And, I don't know. I think I need to watch the series.
Point is, they're brilliant. Have a listen to this. Dumb Feeling. Escobar and Dumb Feelings. I hope you've enjoyed yourself this week. I've enjoyed making the show too. Tony, have you enjoyed it?
Yes, always do.
Indeed. I hope you have a great time at the Pretenders. Maybe you could mention the internet stations that carry the show.
Yeah, we're on Padunk, which is Padunk Radio, PUDUNK Radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra, that's ANDRA.SE.
And do check out those stations. They are both fantastic. My apologies if we've got a bit confused and I've ended up wibbling and wobbling all the way this week. Can't promise we'll be any different next week, but I can promise that as this week and all weeks, the music will be fantastic. So make sure you stay tuned to Punky Radio. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.
Bunch of guns.